Hey guys, this is Kenny Omega, IWGP
Heavyweight
Champion, and you are listening to LRW Radio.
Oh, Foreigner. Just freshly announced Foreigner coming to Winnipeg.
Yeah, in March of 2019.
At the MTS Center?
Yep. Bell MTS, yep.
Sail across the storm. Oh,
love this.
Well, we're not going to sail across any... I want to know what love is, and I love wrestling. That's pretty much what it's all about. It's been a while since we've done a episode. It feels like the very first time, hence the song. That was being clever. It was last week. Was it last week we did our Pledgerama show?
It was October 14th.
Thank you to everyone who donated. We smashed our record from last year.
Yes, thank you very much, everyone.
Up from 2017, up $291.52, a grand total of donations of $1,513.37.
Holy smokes.
Here comes the money.
Money going towards UMFM.
Thank you.
Allowing us to bring quality programming like this to you.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes
each
the money.
And every week, sometimes once every 2 weeks.
Money.
Adam's just gonna sing every money related wrestling.
No, it's just the one song.
Yeah. Everybody's got a price.
No, Shane O'Mac.
I'm aware. I'm aware of what theme.
Or
is
the money.
I just know how great my singing is, and it's not always easy to identify.
Yeah. Or it's the Money in the Bank theme too.
Oh, money. That one was terrible. Yeah.
Which is similar to the Golden Ticket, by the way.
Yes. It's like Money in the Bank. We'll get to that.
But
we'll
couldn't use it, though.
We'll get to that. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
A great show, though. But thank you to all the donators. Wow.
Right? It's just one of those days.
Yeah. Me fail English, that's impossible.
You
holy
know what, Andrew?
Mackerel.
You've made that joke on the show before.
Hey.
I will say that Adam and I only make jokes once on this show. That's it.
I make
one and they're done.
Get out of here.
They are done.
Nothing could possibly go wrong.
Yeah. Muffler King will be joked about no more.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm kidding. But thank you for everyone who donated. Gavin Jensen,
woo!
Brian Korba, woo! Leah Friesen, Scott Price, Bernice Miles, James Wheeler, Robert Nagy, Sam Peterson, Jared McKediak, Amanda Stefaniuk, Jessica Nagy, Miles Erickson, Andrew Boychuk, Leandra Wren, Stephen Putz, and Joe Iello. I didn't leave that till the end. That was just the order in which people donate. So thank you, everyone who donated. We really appreciate it. I know we smashed the goal too. Wasn't it like 40 over 42,000? The original goal was 36.
I was speaking with station manager Jared McKediak, and today he stated, he concurred, it was a new high score for the station.
Wow.
Really?
Wow. A new record for 1 year.
It looked
total.
At the end, near the end, like a couple hours before that, it looked like they weren't going to hit the goal, and then it just, you know, people donate on the weekends, right? So thank you. Winners will be contacted. We did the prize draw, and winners will be contacted.
Why don't you announce it?
Because we don't have enough time.
Leah Friesen, you want a toothbrush.
Yeah, there you go. No.
I had to announce that one.
Yes. But we will send you messages and how you want to meet up or pick that up or whatever.
James.
Yes.
Make it a public place like Kijiji.
Yes.
Don't get
Yeah.
Did you hear about that? It's going on in Selkirk?
There are many things going on in Selkirk.
Well, not in Selkirk, but on Selkirk?
No. About what?
There was a big robbery ring they'd use Kijiji.
Oh, yeah.
And they were selling a stereo.
Okay.
And there was always a gunpoint, and they'd always just...
Oh, boy.
Rob the person.
And it was... One guy went with a buddy, because he figured, buddy system, but, you know, when there's a gun involved.
Yeah. That's why... And not to say that... I always ask to meet at a public place, like the mall or something.
Well, have you seen there's certain police stations, they'll actually have a one or two parking stalls, and they'll have, like, I don't know if it's specifically Kijiji, but it'll say, like, like swap shop parking or whatever, designated, so you could say, hey, let's meet in front of this cop
station. Like if you want to buy a 15-year-old kid's old WWE sheets.
Right.
You can. Yeah. That's
Or that Buff the Stuff hat, wasn't there?
Yeah, that reference
we called him.
Going back. Anyway, this past Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
It just seems like it's 3 weeks ago. PCW presented The One featuring Kenny Omega.
Not Billy Gunn.
No. Wow.
There was a couple of those references.
I know. Would you have been angry if it were Billy Gunn?
No.
I wouldn't either, but...
Like, as a surprise?
Yeah.
Or okay, billed as Billy Gunn?
I don't know. I just, like, thought it was good. The One Billy Gunn. But they pulled out all the stops for this one.
I think so.
In terms of presentation.
That show took the cake.
Yes, it did. Wow. Yes. Yes, it did.
Yeah. Massive lighting.
Lighting.
Camera crew.
Okay. And as a fan... I was caught off guard because I came in, you strolled, there's a lineup, and I knew there'd be a lineup. But as far as PCW goes,
yeah.
I would like to think I'm a VIP in terms of fandom. Like, mm-hmm. I just walk in. I'm not waiting.
James, you already have a big enough head, man.
I know, but I will just walk in. Like, no, I've done that every time, right?
No, we've supported it for how long?
Yeah. But I'll just walk in and get my regular seats. Like, I'm not...
But they were reserved.
Yeah, I know. But it's my usual hobby. I go early.
Your hobby?
I go early.
Routine.
Sit down.
Maybe a routine.
I shoot the shit with Filthy Josh, you know?
Yeah.
Get ready for the show. But when we got in, their light, their camera, there's a camera crew. Yeah.
Full camera crew,
which we found out they're shooting a documentary about Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
Which 30 I think for 30. They said, we had to sign a waiver.
Yeah, everyone had to sign waivers. Yep.
Sean Hartford signed a waiver.
Are you serious?
Yep.
That's great. Peter Garabino should have.
Yeah. So for, I think they said CTV and TSN?
That's pretty cool.
I think. Don't quote me on that.
It said Jocumentary.
Yeah. So
productions or something like that.
That's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. And
I wonder how much of that they'll show and how they're going to tie it into
probably a nice chunk. I think they shot the... we'll get into it, but
I'm gonna say most of it's gonna be just like stock footage.
Yeah, but they have a lot. PCW has a lot of old footage of Kenny Omega, so I think that had a lot to do with it. And just like it's kind of it's what he does is, and we take it for granted, and we've said that on the show that we take it for granted that we see Kenny Omega on a semi-regular basis.
Oh, for sure,
mm-hmm. Wrestling and
we've been watching him for over a decade. Yeah.
Seeing him wrestle twice in one night for $10.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and 15's the new 10, whatever, or 20's the new 10. 20 is the new 15. But for something like this, 20 is totally warranted. I get it. The big show like that, you got to support the local, right? So just from looks alone. Now, my concern is, and I'm just worried. A lot of people, that was their first experience with local wrestling. And, you know, I hope that...
They don't expect that the next time, is what you're saying?
Or every time, right? That's a hard thing to do, right? So
the only thing, to be honest, that I could see...
just the lights.
From past shows, specifically. It's just not going to have all the... Which is really, to be honest, not necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's not.
I understood why they were there, so I didn't really complain. But, I mean, rule 101 is you don't blind your audience, right?
Yeah.
So the side that we were on, and it got really hot under those lights.
Yeah, it was very, very warm.
But again, that goes with... That's the size of the venue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You fill it with people.
Yeah.
You fill it with all those lights, and it's bound to happen.
And, you know,
they were not complaining.
They were shooting a documentary, so it had to be. You couldn't have the intimate bar lighting that we're so accustomed to.
Well, yet. I knew it was going to get real intimate when I had, like, when I saw the Guar treatment, when they started putting plastic all over the electronics.
Yeah, you knew something was up.
I kept asking the crew, am I in the splash zone right now?
And it had been about a year since Kenny Omega had been here.
Really?
Since
March, wasn't it?
Nope. Last time Kenny Omega was when him and I fought side by side on the same card.
Oh, wow.
That's right. Yeah,
about a year. Give her about a year. Almost a year. And, yeah, but
right, because then it was Corbomania.
Yes, yes.
That's right. You're right.
And it was like later. It was like October 27th.
Maybe
in
a November show.
Yeah. But what it was great. Like, it was so cool to see all the lights and, you know, yes, we were blinded, but it was cool to see them kind of pull out all the stops for that.
Had that big show feel, and it's like, you think that whole man, like, we're ready for a good time.
And what was impressive is on a relatively small window of time too, I thought.
Yeah.
That they could pull that all together.
Yeah.
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 That was very impressive.
Yeah, because they only penciled it in, and then like it was only officially announced like maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah, maybe the show, but Kenny wasn't announced till like Tuesday.
Yeah.
So pretty good. Pretty great stuff.
Yeah, good on you, Winnipeg, for coming out.
Yeah,
absolutely.
PCW, like, great to walk into that and see, like, okay, they mean business. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love seeing that. That's great. Yeah. So the show starts out. The London Dynasty comes out, and
it was the whole Gentleman's Club, wasn't it?
Whole Gentleman's Club, yes.
I do like their new theme.
Yeah, the kit and caboodle, if you will. And they're talking about, you know, the usual stuff they talk about, like, we're the best, and blah, 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 blah.
And Arnott says you got the night off.
Yeah, and then part-time commissioner Christopher Maxwell, him and I are splitting the duties 50-50. I have a 50% term contract.
60-40.
60, yeah. Yeah, he's, yeah. Anyway, I was breaking up shows the month before that. He says, no, you don't have the night off. You're defending those tag titles against the relatively new Sweet and Tasty, which is taken off.
Taken off.
Man. Like rockets, like the ones that were throwing out into the crowd.
Yeah. Oh, they're throwing out rockets or Smarties in the States.
No.
Yeah. They call rockets in the States Smarties. Or is that in England? It may be England. Because
they don't have Smarties in the States.
Exactly. They call rockets Smarties.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Interesting.
They have M&M's, but they don't have Smarties.
Yeah, I don't know. Smarties are in the UK, though, I'm pretty sure. Yes. Anyway.
Yeah, they are.
Semantics. London Dynasty getting the win over Sweet and Tasty. You got to, as much as we've harped on the Londons, they do have that
brotherly bond.
They cheated. Yes, but, you know, it's not cheating unless you get caught. Unfortunately, they did not get caught this time.
Oh, yeah, it was part of...
Belt shot.
Belt shot 2018.
Yes, there are a couple belt shots during the show. Yes.
Well, I guess, who was reffing that? Was that Roy Cheeks?
Yeah, I want to say
that. Full refs. Roster of refs.
Loved it. Like that.
They're good.
Yeah, most of them are good.
McLovin was there.
Yeah, McLovin. Well.
They had five different refs.
Yeah.
Because they had, what's his name from Brandon? Fan of the show. With the sports goggles.
Oh, RJ.
Yeah.
RJ Lilly.
They had him. They had
Roy Cheeks.
They had Sam.
Mark Swell.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Peterson.
Or
Davidson.
Davidson. You're thinking Booger.
Yeah.
and then they had Spenny. And then they had Jordan Garber.
Was it later in the night?
It was after
Maxwell wrestled. Yeah. He refereed the main event.
So it's almost
a different
ref for each match, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
You rarely see that. That was nice.
Yeah,
that was kind of cool.
You usually have the one ref for the whole night.
Yeah, yeah. So, London Dynasty gets the win.
Mm-hmm.
And
by nefarious means.
Nefarious means belt shot.
Yeah, at 18:45.
Andrew has the unofficial times.
Which Andrew?
Boychuk.
Okay.
Yeah. Next up, the old school Wrecking Crew, Darren Dalton and Adam Knight.
Yeah.
Who, I will say this, I have a criticism.
Oh, I was going to say I like them as a tag team.
No, I love them as a tag team. Okay. I was just making a joke about there weren't enough people at ringside.
Just standing around doing nothing.
Yeah, just because they're city.
If they had more, that would be really funny.
Yeah.
If they had more people with safety vests.
I'm being a jerk. Like, that I love them.
You know what? It's refreshing.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? We've had, I know there's been criticisms on this show about Adam Knight, just seeing him so many times. And again,
you know what? He looks really happy in this.
Yeah. No, like, and it looks like they're having a good time, and yeah. I love it. And they're great. And
yeah, four veterans.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's the thing, too. Moses Luke and
Robbie
pissed
Royce.
Off Pitbull Robbie Royce.
Yeah.
Via DQ.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, because they ATM tried to super kick Adam.
Oh, yeah.
Or Adam Knight. He missed. And then they took his crutch because ATM was injured.
And then used the crutch.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. No, he tried. Didn't he try to hit him with the crutch?
Yeah.
And then he
was this at the
Delta?
End of the night?
Nope. This is the second match.
Yep. Why don't I remember that?
I don't know.
Was that
on
the other side of the...
It all
was that by the pool tables?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't. I couldn't see from where I was.
Yeah, because of the lights. But yeah, this is a nice match. It's nice to see these four veterans go at it. It's pretty cool. Next up, Jay Walker came out. And said he wanted to
use his
Money in the Bank.
It's the golden ticket.
Oh, sorry, golden ticket. It's like Money in the Bank.
And I'm sorry, I don't like that personally. When like it's the golden ticket, you can explain what it's for. You don't have to say it's like Money in the Bank. Like it's like WWE. But no.
I thought he had a tour of a chocolate factory.
Yeah. and then so I'm just that's yeah. But then Kevin O'Doyle. And Jay Walker went at it. Kevin O'Doyle, it was nefarious means as well, wasn't it?
I don't know how I feel about O'Doyle.
Oh, yeah, it was Alex Vanna getting involved again. Yeah.
Was it belt shot?
Might have been a belt shot.
Yeah, it was.
Kevin O'Doyle getting the win, but, you know, this is a war, and there are many battles. And so Kevin O'Doyle won the battle, but Jay Walker... Setting the tone.
Yeah, wants to win the war.
Wants to win the war against the Gentlemen's Club. Challenging O'Doyle to a casket match next month.
At Hellbound. Yeah.
Interesting.
Who are you going to go dress up as?
We're not
costume
that far
contest.
Yet. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not, and even if I was sure, I wouldn't tell you.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Well, you just got.
I think I might dig into my animal instincts.
Oh, very nice.
Well, they have to make that casket a little bit extra wide to get that muffler in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez.
It's got a built-in muffler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
This was a surprise.
Yeah.
Tyler Colton
with shitty music.
Tyler Colton, when he comes out to A$AP Rocky, just makes the whole package with him, but came out to Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
And, hey, it's not a PCW without AC/DC.
There's a lot of AC/DC. I believe Old School Wrecking Crew came out to AC/DC.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? That's given this Dalton and Adam Knight, you have to.
I think JL Spiker even came out to it.
Or was that or Airborne? One of the two. But some small things. But Tyler Colton what a great match.
Like, that was a great match.
Yeah.
Two of the best heavyweights in Western Canada going at it.
And, Colton's a scary looking dude.
He is, especially with that rat tail.
Oh,
just
that's gross.
It's grossly underrated. Beautiful.
Yeah, no, this was one of the matches of the night for sure.
Yes. And then they had a long intermission.
Yes, very long
intermission. Well, I'm going to say, without us knowing the real behind the scenes, I have a feeling it was based on that film crew.
Oh, probably, yes. But it was a long, long intermission nonetheless.
Plus, who knows what they were filming backstage?
True. I
guaranteed
I agree.
There was interviews and who knows how many takes. And
oh, I 100% agree. I think that there are a lot. It was just a long intermission. And it's not a bad or good thing. It was just long. Mm-hmm. But, so, wow. Where do we start with this?
I felt it was going to be more of like a Mankind doing It's Your Life.
It kind of had that feeling, so.
Because he was bringing out all these guys.
Yeah, so Tag Sciences faculty came out. So
reformed for one night only.
Chad Tatum and
Mike Angels.
Mike Angels came out, and then Kenny Omega and Kenny May and Chris Stevens came out. Everyone came out.
Yeah.
And then Mike Angel said, it's a birthday. He brought a cake.
Yeah, Donnie DiCaprio brought out the cake.
Yeah, Donnie DiCaprio came out.
Yeah.
And then they were talking. And then the Londons came out and said, they are lead. Why weren't they? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, why aren't we involved in this match? And
yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was good.
I think that's a really good.
I will say that's good
bad guy storyline.
Yeah. And Kenny said, I would never invite you to my birthday. That was a pretty nice touch. And then.
Not invited.
Don Callis shows up.
Oh, shocker.
A shocker. And came out to the ring.
The roof blew off the building.
He gave it to the Londons, saying, when did they let Marks into the business?
Not going to lie, I was starting to hope that after Callis came out, that he would announce Jericho to walk out.
I would have ejaculated.
I mean, it would
like wrestling ejaculate.
I felt like this, that if that was the case, that would have been amazing. It's a great secret and surprise.
Yeah.
And it'd be so good to pump up that cruise.
Yeah. Well, I think what happened pumped it up enough. Yeah. Though.
That's true.
So
yeah, because you thought it was Raw skills at first.
I thought it was going to be
always
Raw
think
skills.
It's Raw
always
skills.
Always think it's Raw skills.
Man, the one day we're not going to be there, he's going to show up.
Hmm. Yeah.
James just tooted.
No, that's neither here nor there.
Some feedback.
Yeah,
some
feedback.
Some ducks in the.
No, there's. It's just some technical glitch. but
well, when you rock this way and
yeah, well, it smells like shit covered socks, doesn't it?
That's quite a description.
No, that's what it reminds
wait,
me
wait,
of.
Wait, is that because you just took out your muffler?
Ah, could be. No, I don't need a muffler. Like, if I'm gonna shit my pants, I'm gonna shit my pants.
Yeah,
I'm gonna crap my pants. I walk a fine line.
You would do that in the ring?
I never wore a muffler in the ring. Like, I was too
no,
nervous.
No, you'd crap your pants in the ring. You'd be fine
if
with
it
that.
Happened. Yeah, if it happens, it happens. I can't control that stuff. Literally, if I'm shit, if I'm shitting,
usually you can.
If I'm shitting my pants, if I'm at that point, why are we talking about this? But if I'm crapping my pants, I've already past the point of not being it, you know.
Is the point
clearly
no,
I couldn't control it.
Yeah, point of no return.
Before that, so I'm gonna go back a year, and before the match, I was, you know, I don't want to have indigestion or anything like that.
Sure.
So I ate very healthy for like, and in my case, like if I eat really healthy, then you know it's like a detox, right? So I planned it that I would eat healthy so that the detox was kind of ended before, and then I had like, breakfast, like a nice breakfast, and then I had a nice lunch, like sandwich and like a salad, and then no greasy food or anything like that, and
kay.
Lots of water. So I was ready. Mm-hmm. There's going to be no muffler crapping of pants, nothing like that. Little inside info, not that you guys need it. we want our donations back. But so anyway, fast forward. And so all three teams are, and Don Callis is just like making fun of the Londons, saying like, have you heard of a meal? Have you heard of working out? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, everyone's having a good time. And then he turns to Kenny and then he says, Kenny, I'm, you know, so disappointed in you, and kind of flipped it. And everyone's like, what the hell? And then the big thing to take away from it is he said that Kenny, there are only three people from Winnipeg that mattered. And it was Roddy Piper, Chris Jericho, and by God, Don Callis. And then Kenny kind of turned his back for a second, I guess, kind of surprised. And then Don Callis pulling out the old natural, giving the boots and from behind. And then the Londons.
Yeah.
And you know what? I may not agree with Don Callis' turning on Kenny, but man, did he have some sweet barbs.
He was in heel 101 right there.
That comment, he said, why are you holding the right arm? This isn't Mexico. Yeah. That made me laugh really hard.
I didn't hear that one. That's funny.
Yeah.
We did hear something we weren't supposed to, though. Just to critique Don forgetting to turn the mic off.
Yeah.
And I don't know who it was. I want to say it was Stevens.
Yeah.
He threw him to the ropes. And his mic was still on, and it was still close enough to his mouth that he could hear him yell clothesline.
Oh. Well, yeah. that all bad guys call their moves before they hit it. You didn't know that, right? Like, I'm going to clothesline you.
Yeah. That's not how it happened.
So that's how it happens.
No, that's not what happened.
As someone who's worked in a ring, that bad guys call their move. Like Leo always said, like when we're wrestling, he put me in that weird submission. He's like, I'm going to put you in the submission, you piece of crap.
He didn't emphasize that, though.
Yeah, I know. But he doesn't have to. He's Don by
God. It was
God
great.
Callous.
It was great. I really don't care. Yeah. I just thought it was kind of funny.
Don by God Callous.
Wasn't it Don Goddamn Callous?
I thought I said by God.
No, it's Don by God Callous.
Oh, okay.
But this is obviously a buildup, I guess, towards the cruise.
Yeah.
And what I liked about that whole situation, and we'll get into the match in a little bit, but the video of that.
Oh, it's blown up.
It's blown up like everyone,
all over our potential sources.
So a lot of people will say like, well, you know, that's great for PCW. I'm like, no, that's great for all Winnipeg wrestling. Like that gets eyes on like. Anything can happen at an indie wrestling show in Winnipeg, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it much deserved, you know, spotlight on PCW, and then is great for them to see that. So that was good.
Yeah. Also, and this is also happening in front of Kenny Omega's parents.
Yes.
With Tony Condello sitting ringside.
I also believe like. His grandparents may have been there.
Oh, lots
like
of people were there.
His whole family was there. It was
all the Omegas were there.
So finally, the match gets down to it, and then Kenny Omega. So they bring in the cake. At some point, Kenny Omega's trying to fight it. He gets dropped toehold right into the cake.
Yeah,
he's had enough. He's like, maybe Don Callis is right. I've had enough. Yeah. Chris Stevens is like...
Yeah, as he has all this icing and stuff on his face.
Quite funny.
Pretty funny, yes.
And and Chris Stevens is like, hey, you know, who brings one cake to a birthday party? You know something's going to go wrong.
You know I like pie.
Yeah.
Here's 15 pies.
Nothing could possibly go wrong.
Yeah.
It turned into a Three Stooges episode with just...
Pies upon pies upon pies.
The ref
pies.
Got caked. It was mayhem.
Yeah.
Mayhem.
Except Don Callis' suit was still in pristine condition.
That was perfect.
He avoided everything.
Yeah. That was perfect.
Well, he always talks about like doing matches and not taking a bump.
Yeah.
There you go. Getting a pie.
Yeah.
But came down to it, and at one Chris Stevens got on the top rope, and Kenny Omega had Leo on his shoulders. And they did like a doomsday device with like cake pans to his face.
Yeah, it was at least like half a dozen cake pans.
And then Leo got the one-winged angel. And Kenny Omega wins the match at, what was the time on that?
At least 38 minutes.
38 minutes with the one-winged angel.
Yeah.
And fun was had by all. And I will say like a lot of the purists sometimes, and this not us, I know that when Kenny Omega comes back here, we're not going to get a New Japan Kenny versus Okada.
You know what? I prefer it this way.
I do too. Like, it allows him to let loose and have fun, and I like that. I've always liked that.
Yeah. Why are you wrestling in this dive bar on your day off?
Yeah, that was good.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but even before he wrestled the little girl and everything, didn't it spawn from him and Mike Angels shooting a video at the cabin?
Yeah, the cabin.
King of Anywhere match.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was DDT, right? So that was the knock on him a lot, that he couldn't be serious or some BS like that.
That's true, yeah.
Which, that's ridiculous. Really is. It was so much fun. It had everything that, like, you know, we were thoroughly entertained. Like, the whole crowd was going apeshit. It was great. I loved it. I thought it was great. And unfortunately, and I hate to say this.
But I was one of them. I know what you're about to say.
Well, no. But it was getting late, and I understand that. But you've also gone to... dozens, if not hundreds, of PCW shows. You had to work early the next morning.
Yeah, very early.
You paid your ticket price, right? That's fine. Like that, you know, you had to go. But like, when over half the crowd leaves,
Is that the amount that left?
I would say
I'm doing a rough. And that's, you know, a little understood because if you've never been, you're like, oh, I came for Kenny Omega. But they missed an amazing match.
Yeah.
JL Spiker and David Dixon.
That JL Spiker getting the win over Dave Dixon, who was with Marty Gold.
You mean me?
Adam. Yeah. Adam 2.0.
And props to them to wrestling in all the,
oh my God,
the cake mess.
The pie residue. Pie and cake residue.
It was pretty slippery in that ring.
But I just you're so happy to see Kenny Omega, but how does the next Kenny Omega happen? And they talked about it that PCW gave Kenny Omega a place to ply his craft.
Mm-hmm.
How do these wrestlers coming up, how do they ply their craft if people aren't going to watch them and like half of them leave? Like, you know, I'm seeing people in Bullet Club shirts leaving. It's like you're not, you know, I've never understood that. And maybe it's because we've been watching this so long and going to local wrestling so long.
Yeah.
I just wish people would stay.
Yeah. Are you applying it to a rock concert? Okay, you forget.
No, it's like a social.
No, you forget.
Yeah, it's like a social.
No, it's like
after
a social. The prizes
oh.
have been announced, and yeah, everyone's done. They left. Yeah. They're not going to dance and
have fun, right?
Or it's particular. Like I want to see these songs. Okay, I'm out of here.
And I implore you, if you're listening to the show for the first time, and you're like,
and you've gotten this far, thank you so much.
Yes. Wow.
If you've been, but
yeah, at least half an hour.
Or you know, if that was your first wrestling show, and it's like. I understand it goes late. Sometimes that happens. But support the whole goddamn thing. Because this is where Kenny Omega came from.
This was a treat.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, it was Bobby Schenk challenging Alex Vanna for the PCW Canadian Championship.
And this match was back and forth. The sheer amount of skill that both of these men showed to
Schenk
not...
wrestled again?
Yes.
And I missed it?
Yes.
Oh, he is probably one of the very few PCW members that I will watch twice and not be upset.
Yeah. That guy is just reeks of charisma, just oozing it.
Yeah.
Oozing it. But I will give credit where credit's due. Both him and Alex Vanna, awesome match. And the fact they were able to do it on that slick surface.
Yeah, the slick mat.
And pull off some of the stuff there, like that leg drop, Bobby Schenk.
Oh, yeah.
Like just that kind of sit-out powerbomb that Vanna did while maintaining not killing each other.
Or tearing an ACL or
tearing
something.
Or
who knows?
Quad.
Yeah.
So many quads could have been torn here. But Bobby Schenk defeating Alex Vanna to win the I think it was 180-day reign.
Really?
I think so.
Sure.
Yeah. That's about 6 minutes.
We'll consult the website later.
Yeah, no, I think it was around that.
Which we won't.
But Bobby Schenk is the new PCW Canadian champion.
That's awesome news. I love that.
So that leads us to 2 weeks later. So next Saturday, November 3rd.
Oh, hey, we also forgot at the end of the evening, even there was a period where Ella Blake came out.
Oh, that was right before the match.
Yes.
Yes, we did forget.
Yeah.
Ella Blake came out and said that, you know, Leo wasn't a man. And
ooh.
And then Leo came out and said that the reason he did it because he cares about women. I was kind of at this point, I was just like, Oh,
why didn't she call him a man?
Because
of how he treats women.
Yeah, he said.
Oh,
he said,
okay.
He says wrestling is a man's world.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. Leo London did. Mm-hmm. And she obviously took exception to that. I think smacked the taste out of his mouth. And
But during the match, the Gentlemen's Club tried to interfere, but both Ella and Travis Cole kind of fended them off, so Schenk got the win.
She Chuck Norris to Survivor Series?
Exactly.
Not quite, but.
But so far, wow.
So November far what? 3rd, announced for November 3rd,
yes.
Saturday night.
So
back to Saturday.
Much we've been calling for it for years since the most utterly disappointing casket ending to a casket match ever. We've wanted a return one. And Jay Walker's out to prove you know, he does what the fans want.
Mm-hmm.
So November 3rd, Jay Walker versus Kevin O'Doyle in a casket match.
Oh, boy.
Also announced, also congratulations to Antonio Scorpio Jr.
Holy crap.
Competed in a bodybuilding event, and I think he won best pose.
Really?
Yeah, and he won first in his class.
Yeah.
Hey, that's awesome.
He was also barred from ringside, so.
Yes.
Hence why he had time to do this.
Yeah. But well, no,
I guess you got nothing better to do, right? Yeah. Get in shape.
Man, for him to ply his whatever it took to get him to that shape.
It's amazing.
Like, incredible.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm excited to see him on November 3rd.
He will be fighting the Gentleman's Gauntlet.
Yes.
So he must defeat Leo, David, and Vanna to face Jackie for the heavyweight title. Plus much more.
All at once or separately?
I'm assuming it's separately because it's a gauntlet.
But if he does beat Leo, David, and Vanna that night, does he still have to fight Jackie that night again? Or is it for the next event at Season's Beatings or
whatever
it is?
And also,
who knows? Plus the Halloween costume contest.
It's always a nice treat to see that. So that's next Saturday, November 3rd, 20 Alpine Avenue, Doubles Fun Club.
Yeah, $15 at the door.
Tickets get you at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be 10.
Hey.
No, it's not.
They got a riot.
No, this is 15 because they got a casket match. They got to pay for that.
Yeah, 15, exactly. It's a casket match.
Yeah, with the installed
muffler.
To quote
Miguel, you got to ride that wave, you know? So, it's going to be great. PCWaction.com for all your
PCW needs.
It's got the schedule up.
Yeah.
January 12th, Corbomania, saying.
Yeah, what are they on Twitter? Is it PCW Action 2 on Twitter?
Yes.
Or PCW Legacy?
There's both.
PCW Legacy.
There you go. And on Facebook. So there you go.
Yeah.
Great show by PCW.
Good job, PCW.
Two great shows kind of back to back. So they're it seems they have been motivated and so we'll see. Very, very, very happy.
We should take a break.
We should take a break. But again, thank you for all those who donated. Also, head over to firstrow.ca, the website, the internet home of First Row Collectibles, the best sports and wrestling memorabilia
website
collection site
in
North America.
Wow.
Use the code LRW.
Yeah. Get 10% off.
10% off.
Hey, head on.
And we're going to take a break. I need to have some water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, I do too. Well, I have to donate blood tomorrow. I need to hydrate.
Don't forget too, they've got their First Row has their Matt Taven signing.
Yes, that's coming up in November 16th. I think. But you can get your stuff or order. There's like a 3-pack.
Oh, yeah.
Head over to firstrow.ca. Yeah,
check it out.
Use the code LRW and get 10% off.
Yes.
Or I might talk to him and he might get 10% added. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know that. That's right.
Firstrow.ca.
Yeah, let's take a break.
The Broadway of sports memorabilia.
Yeah, the Broadway walks.
That means you're going to spend at least an hour on that site.
Bingo.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Loose Ropes Wrestling on 101.5 UMFM.
It's good to be
home.
Back home.
Home.
Yeah.
That's where we are. Okay. See you in a bit.
Have you been injured inside or outside the squared circle and demand monetary compensation but don't know who to turn to?
Call Mark, Mark, and Mark, attorneys at law.
We specialize in fighting for your entitled injury settlement, no matter how bad the damage.
Fall off the Titantron? We'll fight for you.
Did you lose your ear in between the ropes? We'll fight for you.
Did your eye get popped out of its socket by your opponent's thumb? We'll fight for you.
Were you assaulted by a bionic elbow, steel chest plate, or choked with a dirty sock?
We'll fight for you.
Have you been diagnosed with powerbomb paralysis, bronchobustitis, or turnbuckle knuckle?
Call the Marks Hotline at 1-900-909-9900 to see if you qualify or wish to make an appointment.
Mark, Mark, and Mark, attorneys at law.
Raising the bar on wrestling legal defense.
What does everybody want?
Uncle Clancy's Turkey Clubhouse Sandwiches!
What does everybody need?
Uncle Clancy's Turkey Clubhouse Sandwiches!
Fresh bread. Warm lettuce.
What does everybody love?
Mayo. Crispy bacon.
8 types of cheese.
Real turkey.
Fresh ingredients.
Uncle Clancy's Turkey Clubhouse Sandwiches.
Are you wrestling day in and day out in search for your forever tag team partner?
Do you feel stuck in a singles bout and always seem to get disqualified?
Join WrestlingMatch.com, the dating website for the sports entertainment fan addict.
Whether you're looking for a triple threat Saturday night main event, some Sunday night heat, your new women's champion, or your king of the ring,
you'll be down for the count with our easy 1, 2, 3 steps in processing your create a character profile to get you over in no time.
WrestlingMatch.com, your revolutionary force in online dating.
Welcome back to Loose Ropes Wrestling on 101.5 UMFM.
Okay.
What?
During the recording break.
Well, before we talk about that, I want to introduce this in great wrestling fashion.
Yeah.
It's never a good story without any sort of controversy.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about Crown Jewel,
yeah,
or lack thereof.
We're talking about WWE Chase Owens.
Yeah.
WWE Chase Owens. We're going to call it that from now on. But the big conspiracy, it's not a conspiracy. So in case you haven't read, what's the best way to sum it up? A American journal. He was a Turk. He was criticizing the Saudi government.
Yeah.
He worked out of the States, right?
Yep.
And then, but he was
a journalist.
He was from Saudi Arabia, though, right?
I believe so.
And then he was in Turkey.
Yeah, at
the
consulate.
Lured. That's what I heard.
Well, he had to get his passport.
This is all hearsay, by the
way. It was admin stuff with his passport that he needed to get so he could basically flee to come back.
Yes.
And was then, has now been determined he was killed within the embassy.
Yes, and he was chopped up and.
Oh, boy.
Like, separated. But. It we're not saying this happened. This is what's been reported. This is the whatever. But this is all this timing with this coincides with
WWE
Crown Jewel making a shit ton of money. Was it like $200 million over 10 events or something like that? Like something crazy. Rumors of wanting to pay The Rock $20 million to come back and be the champ, like stuff like that. Shawn Michaels coming out. Shawn Michaels said he was done. He never come back. So you can imagine the type of money they were going to pay him. I was on Twitter, and Joey Janela, bless his heart.
Joey Janela.
After Hulk Hogan, in a report, kind of said he was looking forward to
go to Saudi Arabia with the WWE.
Yes, very excited. And Joey Janela posted this, and imagine it's to Rick Derringer's Real American, so Hulk Hogan's theme. When it comes crashing down and you kill a guy, you got to chop him up so there's no body to hide.
Jesus.
We love you, Joey Janela.
Joey Janela.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Wow. But that doesn't dispute the fact that.
So what's your take on WWE going? Do you think they should still?
No. I
should. Do you think they should ever have organized to go there?
I mean, their big argument is like, we're trying to implement change, right? And the problem is like it's kind of hypocritical. And just from, if we talk about Women's Evolution.
I was going to ask, do the women have scheduled matches?
No, women can't be there unless they have a male escort.
Right.
They can't wrestle there.
That's ridiculous.
So that kind of goes against everything they're trying to build. For the women's revolution.
Do you think McMahon was going to try and start something? And just, no, they're going to do it. The women are just going to walk out on their own.
I mean, we don't know because it's the second show, right? So
It was a couple. Was it Alexa Bliss and Sasha Banks who had a match in
Dubai?
And they
had,
they
had to be like fully, like they couldn't show any extra skin.
Yeah, and
so they almost had like it was almost like a bodysuit.
So, just from that aspect alone, I kind of call into question. I mean, they're a $1 billion company; they're gonna do what makes money, right? But it's just so now that the American government's kind of involved now.
Or are they really? Have they said something?
I don't know 100%, but since they're, you know, it's in the news, it's everywhere, right?
A friend of the show, and he will remain nameless, he'll just remain it as he mentioned to me, he has a conspiracy theory.
Oh, I totally know who this is.
no, you don't, actually. He just told me he just told me yesterday, actually.
PDF files.
He's he's got the documents.
Yeah.
No, his theory.
Private.
And it's because he loves to believe in conspiracy theories. He kind of hopes it's not true, but he believes that that's what this whole Roman Reigns story is about: is to get them out of going to the crown jewel.
Oof. I hope not.
Well, that's what I said to him.
That's a reach. Yeah, you'd have to have a Stretch Armstrong to reach that far. Like that's.
I'm not gonna lie. I did follow it up, but I said we probably wouldn't. If it was just the Attitude Era, I wouldn't be surprised if we would see like Roman Reigns come out, you know, at Rumble. It was me.
Yeah, that announcement, the Roman Reigns. I guess we can go into that. We should, because it's very important, but. Mm-hmm. The Saudi thing is like they, as of now, as of press time, because we're press, clearly.
Yes. pressing issues.
Pressing, exactly. There has been no announcement as to whether they have pulled out. However, in the advertising for the show, I think it was on their website or something, there's no mention of Saudi Arabia. It just says Crown Jewel. So we don't know. Maybe they'll switch the location.
That's possible.
Yeah, there was talk of that, actually.
Who knows? But what's interesting is it's they're kind of in this position now where they're getting pressure to not do it for good reason.
Oh, for sure.
But it's like money, you know. And then there's also rumors of wrestlers who don't want to go, like Daniel Bryan and
Cena. Oh, is it Cena too?
Specifically,
yeah,
don't want to go. And Jericho also mentioned on his podcast or an interview or something how crappy it was when they went there. Like, it was terrible. So it's a very sticky and fishy situation. And I don't think WWE ever wants to be this visible in terms of their motivations and stuff. So we shall see. But so going from a downer note to an even
downer,
sadder note.
Downer note, yes.
Roman Reigns, in a surprise on Raw, came out and announced that he was relinquishing the Universal title because his leukemia had returned.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd been battling it since...
Apparently since he was 22?
Yeah.
Or you know, early 20s?
Yeah, they said at least 11 years.
Wow. And it's come back, so he's going to go fight that. But it was just like... Okay, first, where to start with that? Like, that's heartbreaking. Say what, and you know, it just as a, you know, we forget sometimes that wrestlers are people and they have lives and they have families and they go through the same things we go through. But since they're, you know, on TV and play a character that you know they're infallible and but they're affected just like you and I and everyone else. And it's a shame that it, you know, someone has to go through that and his family has to go through that and he has to go through that. But, you know, with all the, if we can bring it back to wrestling, like if he can handle all the hate he's been getting and able to perform it, he'll have no qualms of him not beating this. He beat it once, he'll beat it again. So just, we wish the best for Roman Reigns and his family, Joe, as he, And just a very heartfelt promo and
the look on
Seth Rollins
having a hard time.
What's his name? Corey Graves too.
Yeah.
These guys are family. Like all the roster, they're on the road.
Yeah,
like,
300 plus days a year.
And you know, this is their family. And by all accounts, you know, he's a good guy. And not that that disputes it, but like, God damn it, I was ashamed to be a wrestling fan. I'm glad that, you know, the Loose Ropes Twitter and Instagram, we don't really follow or get caught up in like wrestling fan complaints and message boards and that. I just tend to personally stay away from that unless it's local. but like the some of the things of like, I hated him as a wrestler, but it's like, don't even say that. Just say,
don't say anything.
Don't say anything.
No,
just
say, we wish you a great recovery, man.
But yeah, there are some. I couldn't believe this. So when Reigns said, when Reigns said, I have leukemia, in the crowd, you can hear him like, you still suck. And it was like just brutal.
That is terrible.
Brutal, brutal.
I'm laughing because someone actually had the balls to say that. I would hope to think that the rest of the crowd shut him down.
I would hope he got kicked out. Like, there's a time and place.
Well,
he
doesn't need to get kicked out. You have every right to say whatever you want within reason.
Yeah, but when it's when someone puts their heart out there like that, like, and I mean, I know, like, this is the thing, like,
yeah, but using a wrestling ring as your forum, I mean, that is where it invites boos and cheers.
Yeah,
understandably, the context is king, to quote Eric Bischoff.
Yeah,
but.
I don't know. I think that was an extremely poor taste. But.
I've seen a lot of videos now coming out where it's that typical stereotyped drunken man who's really trying to heckle like a PCW match, but at a WWE Raw.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the crowd turning on him, and then the security kick him out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and the complaint is like, you know, I saw some things like, is this a work? And it's just like, Jesus Christ. Like, are we that skeptical with wrestling that?
See, yeah, like I said, I could see.
You always second guess everything that you see. Like,
you know,
I can somewhat understand it, but again, we're in the PG era. If this was the Attitude era,
maybe, yeah.
I would say
no.
I mean, they fake death.
they did.
Fake
yeah,
marriages.
Fake yeah.
They, many serious.
Life changing.
Yeah, but
things.
Yeah.
But
same,
this is not, yeah. I don't think, with especially this climate.
Exactly. It's not something to
and
play around
and,
with.
And it's also, we're in October. October and November being the two probably most biggest, you know, cancer awareness months.
Yeah.
To pull that.
And they're right in the middle of the
Susan G.
Komen, mm-hmm. which has its share of naysayers too.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of controversy surrounding that.
Saying about how, even though they reached wasn't about, like, they reached the donations, whatever. But
allegedly.
But not all of it goes to the foundation.
That's always the case. Yeah. I mean, personally, on a personal note, when it comes to those types of charities, that's why I only advocate to ones I know specifically where the money exactly goes.
Yeah.
Or I give them my time, not my money.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we wish them all the best, and it was it's an unfortunate situation. Mm-hmm. But the other controversy that night is Dean Ambrose turned on Seth Rollins, and the internet wrestling community was up in arms, like, why tonight? And you know what?
They had to.
You saw real life and you saw it, and then you saw wrestling, and that those things kind of go
hand in hand. That's wrestling at its finest.
Well, and I agree. I think that is you know, it's a sensitive time, and if you're going to push an envelope on something like that, that's when you do it.
Yeah.
And we'll find out why did he do it, and we're left with that. Like, that's wrestling 101 TV, like, make us wanting more. I haven't watched a full Raw in over a year that I wanted to see. Like, okay, what's he going to say? And I haven't seen any. He's not online. He doesn't have a Twitter or Instagram presence, Ambrose. So it's going to be interesting.
I thought he had a Twitter.
If he does, he doesn't.
Yeah.
I thought it was like Ambrose DDT Twitter.
May have, but I don't think he uses it really.
But we also thought, like, you know, just looking at it, like, when he came back, it's like, oh, he's turning on the Shield.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like, obvious, but
obviously,
not,
but not at that.
I think they got...
The timing, I think, was... It, now it's got people talking.
Yeah.
And they done it right.
I mean...
But we also, like... here's the thing. Roman Reigns, like... Everyone, he came to the table and said, "Hey, I want to come out and talk about this."
Yeah,
like
yeah.
He was prepared to give this statement.
Yeah,
right. He's in on it.
Well, I guess he's in on it in terms of like the wrestling side of it. Like that's what you mean, right? Like
for all we know, he'd been like, "Hey, you know, it'd be awesome too. I'm gonna come out so I can give my speech, and you're gonna turn
it's like
turn
when
on Rollins."
Paul Bear, when the week after Paul Bear died.
Yeah, and CM Punk.
Yeah, CM Punk made reference to Paul. Yeah,
he said condolences on your loss.
Yeah,
at WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it's one of those things, and I think I would think Reigns gave the okay, like that. It's like, are you okay?
Yeah,
and yeah, that it creates some hype going into this kind of towards Royal Rumble, and we're gonna see, but.
Well, Survivor Series would be the next one.
Yeah. I'm very, very... all the best to Roman Reigns. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he'll fight that and he'll be back. Superman punching and spearing. And, oh, my goodness, the reaction he's going to get.
That'll be an interesting return.
It is.
Like, do you boo him? Because if and when he comes back, you know, he'll be better.
Yeah.
Right? So do you boo him?
I equate it, but in a way bigger scale, to when Triple H came back from his quad injury. And he was a bad guy when he tore his quad.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
But
And then he'll have the closing segment on Raw.
Yeah, I think it's going to be similar, but the reaction's going to... It's a bigger thing. It's not just a quad. Like, this is his life.
Yeah.
Like, he's life or death. So, I mean... Oh, he's going to be back, so it's going to be great. And yeah. It caught me off guard, that's for sure. Once we have left time, SmackDown 1000, what'd you think? Did you got? Mysterio looks great.
Mysterio, yeah. Hasn't lost a step, as we've seen him on New Japan.
Yeah.
And All In.
Yeah.
All In, yeah.
The Evolution reunion.
Yeah, Batista
planning the seat. Yeah, planning the seat of that.
Yeah, it was all right. I didn't mind it.
Yeah. Wasn't the best.
We gotta go. WPW December 6th. Sherb your enthusiasm. You didn't think we'd get through a show without promoting it. get your tickets on WPWPro.ca, FirstRow.ca, or e-transfer at WinnipegProWrestling@gmail.com. December 6th, Sherbrooke Inn. $20 in advance. Get your tickets. They are selling quite well. I'll say that. So don't Winnipeg it. Don't leave it till last minute.
No, get your tickets.
Standing room only.
Standing room only. There'll be a little bit of seating, but not very much. Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Our Twitter is loose_ropes_FM. And Instagram, Loose Ropes Wrestling, and Facebook, Loose Ropes Wrestling, and looseropeswrestling@gmail.com. And let us know what you think. Thank you to everyone who donated to Pledgerama.
Yeah.
$1,500. I still don't know.
That's crazy.
$1,500 and $13.57.
You work in education.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes I just
I only have to worry about three numbers.
I relearned... long division, so there you go. When's the last
time? Oh, that long division is BS.
Wow.
Yeah. That new long division is BS.
I haven't seen the new
There's new long division?
It's garbage.
I haven't seen it. I still
is it spelled like N-U with the umlaut above it?
Yeah. New. Anyway.
No.
We got to go.
No, thanks.
We will be taking the week off next week. It is Halloween, yeah. And I'm at a wedding.
Really? Who's getting married on Halloween?
Is it Jay?
Jay, yeah.
Yeah.
Jay Vandeventer.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well,
yeah.
I hope he has a very nice wedding.
Yeah. Trick or treating, baby.
Hope you voted. And if you didn't, well.
Hey, and save that costume for PCW's November 3rd.
Yep.
Hellbound. It's a little late, but hey, yeah. Better late than never.
Okay. We will catch you on the flip side or whatever you say when you say you're going to see someone. Okay.
Yeah, we got to go.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, James.